Gary Fannin, William Meredith, Richard Ede, David Ellis. I've been wanting to interview you guys for the podcast for the last couple of weeks, but it's just been slightly busy. How was the first week of your tour?
Awesome!
Yes. Amazing!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 375, The Bible Boys.
Well, anybody who's listened to the last 2 weeks of the podcast will know that it was been probably the most exciting beginning to a tour we've ever had.
What did you call it? The kerfuffles?
The kerfuffles, yes. Not the troubles, but the kerfuffles in Northern Ireland. And I'm not going to explain it anymore because I'm sick of explaining it. But I'm finally getting a chance now to talk to the cast of the, what year is it? I don't even know.
2014.
Thank
now,
you. 2014 UK tour of The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged, a 3-month 60-city tour, which might actually be a 3-month and a couple of week 65-city tour by the time they start keep adding more Irish dates at the end of the tour. But it's a mix of wily veterans, wily RSC veterans, and noobs who have been pwned once or twice. RSC virgins, as it were.
And
prodded. Well, that whatever happens in the van, as we know, stays in the van. So I'll start with the veteran, get him out of the way. Gary Fannin, from Texas originally, back for your what show? How many tours of this?
There's too many to count now. This is my, technically, the fourth tour, I guess, because I started, as many of you know, with the Millennium Way back in 99.
Right.
And then I didn't tour again until last year with the Shakespeare Show, which was officially two tours, the spring and the autumn.
Right.
And now this, the Bible.
And this is your first tour of the Bible. You did the Bible in the West End, the sort of Adam Long version.
That's right, yeah. And that version was, there were a lot of similarities, but the music was fairly different. You know, we didn't have all this dancing. Dancing? Right. What? I've got to dance now? So this version I haven't done before, but it's loads and loads of fun.
Well, and you've done other tours. So what was that like for you as a veteran kind of?
Yeah.
For the, up in Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland.
Well, I'll just sum it up this way: that after the first show, our opening night, which you know we were banned and then not banned and sold out audience, I got out of bed the next morning and just sort of stopped and went, wow, I think that's the biggest thing I've ever been a part of. I felt like a rock and roll star. I mean, this is silly. As a lot of you know, quite often we start our shows with introducing ourselves and saying, and we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Right.
That's usually one of the first lines in the plays. And as soon as we said our name, the audience erupted. And we had to wait for about 30 seconds for them to sort of die down before we could carry on.
Like we're on a reunion tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And of course, right at the end of the show, there was this massive standing ovation. As soon as we got the last line out, they were up on their feet. And it was just crazy. But there was so much support because of all the political stuff.
Right.
Everybody really wanted to be there.
Right. Well, God knows I had to do one or two interviews about it, but then you did one interview. Just a few. The head of the theater actually said, I want to take a picture with you because you're the most famous person in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
For about 5 seconds. But I thought you said it quite well in one of the newspaper interviews, because they had some protesters, our final night in Newton Abbey, from this Free Presbyterian Church.
Yeah.
And they had a sign that said, God is not mocked. And you made the great point.
Yeah.
You're right. We're not mocking God.
Absolutely, yeah. And those protesters, they were great, actually. They were really well-behaved. They just stood there quite sort of, orderly and just sang their hymns.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed, though. They didn't at least do harmonies.
I know. Very disappointed. God is maybe not mocked, but he is disappointed.
Yeah.
they're very lovely and nice until you read that guy who leads that church believes that government should be run on biblical principles. So
all right, so I take it back.
So he wants a theocracy, which right. I think is in the... Thankfully, it's not the 1400s anymore.
Yeah, I think we moved on a little bit from that, definitely.
William Meredith, you've actually toured this version of the Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged. You joined the company for our tour in 2008, is that right?
That's right. It was the 2008-2009 tour, so this show is obviously very near and dear to my heart. So I'm glad to be back on the road. This will be my third tour. I joined Gary and the gang last year for the autumn part of the Shakespeare tour. So third time on the road, third time's a charm, I'm sure, as we've already proven in Northern Ireland. Ireland. So it was very exciting. The New Boys joined Gary opening night in Northern Ireland, and I was extremely jealous. And so I insisted that I do the second night, and it was almost as crazy. I didn't realize they were protesters out there. I thought they were just singing in celebration of us. I thought they were caroling for us. I thought that was really sweet.
Well, in a certain way, they were singing for our souls, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's nice to know someone cares.
Now, we're in England, so we Americans have to stick together, but Gary's from Texas and you're from Arkansas. Is there sort of tension in the van between the two of you?
Tension? I don't know. It's that Southern brotherhood. Anything but.
I'm not talking about the sexual tension. I'm talking about...
Right, sorry. Yeah. No, I haven't noticed any. Anyway, Gary, have you?
No, we'll develop some, don't you worry. Yeah.
But I notice that you are clinging to your ridiculous accent in a way that Gary has shaken his.
It has changed, though, because the rest of my family talks like this. So now when I phone home, they don't even recognize me. Yeah. So I think my accent's floating out there in the Atlantic somewhere.
Well, I love it to hear your accent saying English things like, I was gutted.
Or having to go. Yeah. My friends back home say, having to go. Yeah. You having to go.
Having to go. Oh, look at that big-ass lorry. It's a truck. God, it's a truck. What's the matter with you? Well, welcome back, obviously.
Thank you.
Yes. Richard Ede. Now, you have... It's so great to look at you. I'm looking at you across the table here in the touring van. You're playing my role. Yeah. And you are just as handsome as you need to be to play my role. You've got the dimples, you've got the hair. You actually toured in the 39 Steps over here in Britain as matinee idol Charles Hannay. So, God, he's well cast, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well done.
Look at that. Yeah, exactly. It's just the dimples that got me the role. So. Yeah.
And what brought you over here to England, Richard? Where are you from originally?
I'm from St. Louis, really close to St. Louis. It's a tiny town. It's so small, we don't even know the name of it. But that's the closest place you'd have heard of. So, but it's great to be over here. I just get more work over here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, nobody wants to hire me in this state.
Can you put on a little bit of your English accent for us? Because it's really, really good.
Yeah, the only one I can do, and I'm going to teach Will an impersonation, is British comedy hero Alan Partridge.
Oh, yes.
Because that's a terrible thing to do.
Ooh,
that's
my very heart. Nice.
It's like he's in the van. Yeah. It's amazing.
That was so stupid, Will. By the end of it, Will's going to have a tiny Arkansas twinge in there, but mostly Partridge.
And so where did you study?
Well, I didn't. You see, I'm a complete con artist. I just rocked up, and nobody's noticed that I'm not a real actor yet.
That explains some of the notes that Matt Rippey has had to give you several times.
Exactly. I'm a complete phony.
That's not true. Did you actually study over here in the UK?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
So how did you fail up, as we say?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I learned everything working, and I've just been in this business since I was 19 years old. I just learned as I was going along, watched a lot of good people that I was working with, and thought, oh, you know, I should copy what he's doing. And then, so I've just kind of learned on the road, really.
That's well, and you're the second, after Matt Pearson, you're the second 39 Steps veteran to join us. What are the similarities and the differences between 39 Steps and Reduced Shakespeare Company?
Well, I mean, at a basic level, of course, 39 Steps took over in the Criterion Theatre in London after Reduced Shakespeare. So, but I think the similarities. So, of course, it's such a fast-paced show. It's a small cast number. It's got silly, crazy props that don't really look like they belong in a theater. You know, right. They belong in a preschool or something. That kind of crazy energy that the show is driven by the fact that you're watching three or four actors who you think are making it up on the spot, or things are going wrong and they're having to kind of cope in the moment.
Right.
I think that's the real similarity.
Well, and you, but as Hannay, that's all you played, right? You didn't play other than the two clowns.
Exactly. Yeah, the Hannay role, you don't have any quick changes or anything. You're on stage the whole time, so it's exhausting. And
I've seen it a couple of times. Is Hannay kind of the engine of it? Hannay's the one that keeps it moving. Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. He's the driving force behind it. And the sad thing is, in that show, Hannay has to be the real straight guy, so yes. You don't get any of the laughs. Everybody else gets all these big laughs, and
right.
You have to sort of have this British stiff upper lip, which is held by a ridiculous mustache, and so you get no laughs and no appreciation.
Listen,
my hard life.
Listen, we straight men have to stick together
exactly.
Because we do the heavy lifting. You know, did you know this? In vaudeville days, the straight man was actually paid more.
Oh, hey, well, that should carry over.
Yes. Sadly, it's not the case.
My agent.
Sadly, it's not the case with the Reduce Shakespeare Company.
There's no straight men in the Reduce Shakespeare Company.
No.
This is Rich Fulcher, Bob Fossil from the Mighty Boosh, and you're listening to the Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? In this winter and spring of 2014, you can see us perform all of the great books abridged at the Laguna Playhouse in Laguna Beach, California for all of March. The Complete World of Sports abridged in La Crosse and Green Bay, Wisconsin in March. And the Complete History of Comedy abridged at Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts in April and May. And our three-month 60-city UK tour of the Bible, the Complete Word of God abridged continues with performances in Ayr, Stirling, Musselburgh, Inverness, Portsmouth, Tunbridge Wells, Windsor, Bishop, Stortford, Kettering, Canterbury, Camberley, Worcester, Uppingham, Swindon, Exeter, Bedford, Grantham, Borehamwood, Eastbourne, Tenterton, Maidstone, Diss, Lincoln, Barnet Castle, New Brighton, Cardiff, Neathport, Talbot, Nottingham, Kendal, Gainsborough, Burnley, Bradford, Leonelli, Holyhead, Stockport, Stourport, Burton-upon-Trent, Durham, Southport, Barrow-in-Furness, Keswick, Wakefield, Buxton, Westacre, Andover, Loughborough, Wellingborough, Tewkesbury, Solihull, Croydon, and Chipping Norton. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with the cast of the UK Bible Tour as we rolled across England from Bromsgrove to Norwich in early February 2014. So now we talk to David Ellis, another noob for the Reduce Shakespeare Company.
Hello! How you guys doing?
They can't actually talk back to you.
Really? Yeah. I thought we were making a call.
It's not live. this is not live radio.
Not an iPhone? That's not what they look like?
No, it's an iPod. Boy, he really is well cast. He's the idiot man-child of the Reduce Shakespeare Company.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have very high IQ.
And very high energy. It's early morning in the van.
I'm faking it. I'm dying inside.
So, David, how did you join the Reduce Shakespeare Company? Had you heard of us before? Had you seen us perform somewhere?
Yeah, sure. So I'd seen at least two of the shows. But you know what? The more we rehearse this one, the more we perform it, the more I'm like, did I actually see this at some point? Just a lot of things have been ringing bells the further down the line we went. But yeah, I've definitely seen the complete works. And I actually saw Gary and Will in that when they were at the Park Theater. When I found out I got the job.
Oh, right. Last December.
Yeah. Sinead, who worked for them before, was like, do you want to come down and see it? And I was like, well, not if I haven't got the job, because then I'll just be rubbing it in my own face. And she was like, you should come along. And I was like, have I got it? But I found out I had it, and then I went to see it, so that was good. And then I've definitely seen books at some point as well, I think, but ages ago, when I was a kid.
So where are you from originally?
Well, that's an interesting. So I moved.
It's so hard with the Americans over here in Britain. They want to forget where they're from in America. It's almost like
no. I just moved about a hell of a lot. So originally I'm from some tiny place in Iowa, but I just moved around. I moved around the states a lot, and then I came over here to study. And so you know, I've very little sense of identity. I'm from both a Jewish and a Catholic background as well. Oh. So you know, that's it. I feel very conflicted.
Very conflicted. Yeah. A product of a mixed marriage.
Yeah, the guilt and the mother guilt.
Yeah.
All in one.
Yeah, totally.
And I think it's fairly safe to say I'm quite middle class as well, so I have that guilt as well. I feel guilty everything that I do in every walk of life.
There's a Woody Allen aspect to what you were just saying too, which is nice. You are put upon and confused, but like Richard, you also have a fairly convincing English accent. Could you spring something on us there?
Well, I try quite hard with my English accent.
Nice.
I've studied it for many years now.
That's very.
That sucks. It sucks.
No, it's really good. It's good to my ear.
That sounds Australian.
It's not Australian. It's And so did you go to school, or are you self-trained?
No, I went to Birmingham School of Acting, and we were just leaving the Midlands, so it was like coming home, but no one came to see me. I emailed a couple of tutors and was like, do you want to come down? No reply. Right, so obviously popular guy there.
So, so and you were playing the green role, the Matt Rippey role, uh-huh. And Matt Rippey is also directing the show. Sure. So since he's not in the van with us at the moment, can you talk about what it's like to be directed by Matt Rippey in the role that he played for so many years?
Now be very careful, David, because I will be listening to this later. Be very careful.
Where the hell did he come
That's
from?
That's so weird. I had no idea.
He's hiding under a bunch of coats. It's been great. It's been great because where better are you going to find the advice on how to do something than from a guy who played it originally? So that's right. And same with you. Having both you guys talk us through everything has been a mess. It's been very demanding, not gonna lie, but it's also, yeah, it's been a huge pointer in the right direction.
Well, so. Yes, you guys are so lucky, you and Richard. You have Matt Rippey and myself, who will never shut up about how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, I've just never felt lazier in my life. I'm like, I swear to God, I'm trying so hard, and yet it's not enough. No. Yeah.
No, Austin, I don't want to flick my hair there again.
It is weird, though. We were talking about this up in Northern Ireland. No matter how long you rehearse, or no matter how short a time you rehearse, you always have to do it the first time in front of an audience. Yeah. And it almost doesn't matter, and the first time you do it in front of an audience is where some things click in and go, oh, now I understand. Were there moments
it's
like that?
It's kind of like the weird thing doing with this show, because, so a show that I did a couple, I did another version of it last year in New York, but that was a show, it was a J.B. Priestley play, and it hadn't been put on for 7 years. So that was a case of like, you don't know what show you have until it goes in front of an audience. Yeah. And with this one, you've got two people in the room telling you how it goes when you got it in front of an audience. But you still kind of have to make that discovery yourself. And it's been great fun.
Yeah, and like with this, I hadn't done the Bible since the West End days, which was pre-2005 when we closed. So in some ways, it was great getting back in front of an audience in the sense that I knew what an audience reaction is like, but I couldn't remember specifically where the laughs really were in the Bible show. So, you know, for me as a veteran, you know, it was I had to be on my toes because I couldn't remember where were they going to laugh and where were they not.
Well, and the other thing is, talk about what we learn from different audiences. In Northern Ireland, as you said, it was like a rock show.
Yeah.
But then we played last night in Bromsgrove. Tonight we're in Norwich. We're back in England. Yeah. We're back in what I remember as the typically English audience that doesn't laugh out loud. They smile uproariously.
Yeah, they do.
But it reminded me too that even when we played Millennium, you played Millennium, yeah. Dieri, in Belfast in '99. I played America in Belfast at the Opera House in '95, I think. And I remember thinking that the Northern Irish were the loudest audiences outside of America that we'd ever played for. And that was absolutely right. Maybe if all the kerfuffles hadn't happened, they might have been just as lively in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and I think that's true of, I don't know, maybe it's because maybe certain shows don't make it over there. So what they do get, they're appreciated to have it.
Yeah.
And we like the further north you go in England, we get more and more rowdy audiences. Last year we played Barnsley, which is up north, and it was almost like a rock show as well.
Right.
Maybe they just drink more. I don't know.
Right. Well, that bodes well for Scotland as well then.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your cast interviews via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, energetic man-child Matthew Croke, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Dawn Cavendish. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Rich Fulcher, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 375 1125ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So just as a farewell, as a goodbye, do any of you want to say anything to your friends and family back in America, Richard, David?
I'm just disappointed they haven't booked a flight to come and see me, to be honest, you know. But I don't think that's going to happen. But never.
For everyone that told me I would never make it, screw you!
Reduced. This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.